friends, hello writers, welcome back to the World Being Writer podcast. If you are new, hello, I am Lucha Del. We help you to embrace your being in a book writing. That quote is possibly expected to change. I'm still thinking about it. But yes, that aside, I create content for you. If you are a writer, this is the place for you. This podcast is to help you embrace who you are and be a better writer. But this isn't only the only resource that you can get my content. You can actually find me on pretty almost everywhere. You can find me on YouTube. We do 4 videos a week on there. If you have any questions, please don't be scared to DM me. Instagram and Twitter, you can reach out there. And I also have a Discord. You can find me on Discord as well, at Lucha Del, in the show notes as well. But today we're going to be talking about reasons you aren't growing as a writer. I know how it feels when you're yelling and screaming at a wall, and no one is hearing you. No one is listening. But let me tell you, people are listening. People are hearing you. You have a value like no other writer. You just have to keep pushing. Writing something that fades away so quickly, if you don't have an essence, you don't have a value, you don't have a mission behind your writing, you have to keep writing, because writing is something that will instantly fade away into the abyss if you do not push. Because, and the reason why I do all of this is because I struggled at who I was. I didn't know who I was. I've had countless people tell me who I was what's going to hold me back, and I found that writing was my escape. Content saved my life. I'm here to save you, to show you that who you are as a person is going to impact your lives as a writer, because you need to be proud of who you are if you want to be a writer. You have to flesh out who you are in your writing. So there are actually 5 reasons why you aren't growing, and those 5 reasons are consistency, value, networking and relationships, uniqueness, and strategy. So we're going to go over each of those 5 values in depth to really make you leave that plateau. Like I said, you're screaming and yelling at a wall and no one's hearing you. But those 5 reasons is really the foundational work behind how you can grow as a writer. And yes, the YouTube, it's youtube.com/MorsiOverwatch. I'm trying to change that link, trying to get to 100 subscribers. The URL is that, but I'm trying to get it to Lucha Del, but I used to be Mercy Overwatch. I was obsessed with that character for a long time. But subscribe over there so I can change that link. But let's get into the freaking episode. I'm going to get your brain filled with knowledge. So let's do the freaking thing. Don't forget to leave a comment or suggestion, negative or positive, about this show, and so I can really see what I need to improve on, what I need to work on. But the first reason, let's get into this, the first reason is we're going to talk about consistency. Consistency is something, it's the most important, period. It's the most important way to grow, because you can have all the value, you can have all the strategy, all the uniqueness, you can have everything in the world, but if you're not consistent with that, consistent with who you are, it's not just consistently writing for people, but it's consistent energy, consistent brand, consistent everything needs to be consistent, so your people trust you and you're authentic, because consistency is how people know what they expect from you. And because if you're not consistent with your people, they're not going to be consistent with you. They are giving you time to read your stuff, appreciate it. Time is finite. People are giving you your valuable time to freaking read your stuff. So you need to give them, you need to write for them and give them that time that they gave you. You know, you have to show them that, okay, I gave you the time, you gave me my time to read my stuff. I'm gonna provide you with some quality writing so that your time is not wasted. Consistency is how you develop a brand, because people always know that your stuff is out there and your writing is always out there. Like I said, it's really easy to fade away if you're not consistent about what you're doing. If you're just doing stuff whenever you feel like it and you don't have a schedule, you're not going to grow, because people are not going to be consistent with you. If you're not consistent, they're not going to be consistent with you. You have to keep writing. And yes, being consistent can be very hard, you know. There's times where you feel like, I feel like I'm just writing a nobody, no one's reading my stuff, but you're the niche and your value is what's going to keep you going, because if you have a really strong niche and a strong value and a strong mission behind why you're writing, it's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you motivated during those hard times, because if you're just writing for people expecting you to get something out of it, you're expecting to get something out of it, make money, it's very hard to stick with it. Do I eventually want to make money for the content I do and get paid for it? Yes, I do, but that's not the main priority. My main priority is to provide for people, to help people with the knowledge I've gained through the podcasts I've watched, through the books I've read, my nose in a book, the knowledge I've gained through that intervention that saved me. So you need to have something that's going to impact their lives. And if you just expect, you know, readers to just fall out of the sky and love your stuff, that's just not how it works anymore. You have to be consistent with people, and they will be consistent with you. So have a schedule, have a consistent brand, consistent mission, consistent. Everything needs to be consistent, because, like I said, that's how you establish trust with people. And trust is so important. When you're a writer, people are taking what you write seriously. So you need to take what you write seriously, because they're taking you seriously. And if you're not consistent and you're changing stuff about you on the fly, they're gonna lose trust in you. And it's really hard to gain trust back. If you lose trust, it's hard to gain it back, and it makes you relatively useless to collabs, you know, features. It's very important to establish trust, and you're authentic. Authenticity is one of the most important qualities to have as a writer, because you're reliable. They rely on you. They read your stuff as a routine. They read your stuff, you know, second nature. They love who you are, and you're real. You know, you're vulnerable. Sometimes it's important to be vulnerable. That's another form of authenticity, because we're human. We break, we bend. So be consistent. Once you're consistent, that's when you can get a little more deep with who you are. Because don't worry, when you're a writer just starting up, don't worry about, you know, your value yet. Don't worry about, like, because you don't know if writing's for you or not, because you've probably read all this stuff and say, I should just be a writer, I've always been interested. But if you don't actually have a schedule and see, like, is this for me or not, it's all that time you wasted, because you need to have a schedule. Maybe you write blogs or editorials or public affairs 3 times a week. See how you feel from there. If it's something you can stick with, something you love, keep going. Add or omit days to your pleasure, to your schedule, because you need to know if writing's for you or not. You can't just go out there and say, I haven't found my value, I haven't found my mission. Just do it. That's the best advice I can say. I've learned so much about myself making this content, because I just did it. So you have to just do it. Have that content, have that schedule, and once you have that schedule, people are going to expect when you write, and you can really get deeper with your mission, your value, your strategy, and all that sort. The next one is networking. When I talk about networking, oh my god, I hate this word. You don't even know it. I hate this freaking word. This word is, ugh. If you actually look it up in the dictionary or on Google, it literally means using someone else to further one's career. First of all, you don't know if writing isn't your career yet. You don't know if writing is something you can make a full career out of. You don't know if it's for you or not. Second of all, you're not out here to make people help you grow. You're not out there to expect someone to grow your stuff for you, or, you know, do something for someone and expect something back in return. That's very inauthentic. That's very scummy, and it makes you come across as just, you just want to write for the money, or just for the growth, or just for the fame, or, you know, that's not a good look. Networking really means you're just out there to make friends. You need to, you know, make friends, collab with other writers. Don't make this a competition or some pity party. You're out here to make friends and look at writers who you truly love, and look at their blogs, look at their stuff, and if you want to be like them, talk to them, collab with them, feature them, they'll feature you. Have your communities collab with each other and make a friendship. This is how people come together and grow. You're not here to expect someone out of someone. Imagine if you went to a party and you were just promoting your writings to people. It doesn't make any sense. That's really inauthentic. You need to network to make friends, not to grow yourself and grow your career, because that's not a good thing. You're not gonna do this out of love. You need to come to people out of service, out of friendship, and out of love, so that they, and yes, don't always, even if you do those things, don't expect them to return something back in your favor. But you know, the love always does come back. That's just how humans are. They repay each other. But don't expect love out of return. You're here to make friends. And after you make those friends, you know, if they love who you are, they're not here to look at your writing. They're here for you. And if they love who you are, they're like, let me check out this person's writing. They're a writer. They're a blogger. Let me check their stuff out. There you go. You just did it. You don't make it some promotion business deal. Just make friends here. And if they love you, they'll check your stuff out. You love them, you'll check their stuff out. Communities will check each other's stuff out. And yeah, network is just has such a negative connotation to it, and it's just such an it's just an awful business word. I don't like it. Just make friends, just love people, you know, check certain writers that you want to be like, make friends with them, collab with them, come to them out of service and friendship, and they usually 90% of the time will return the favor by just checking out your writings, hanging out with you, or just promoting your writings to their communities. So yeah, come out of friendship and love and collab with other writers that you want to be like someday. Of course, add your own flavor. Don't copy, just emulate, add your own flavor. The next reason is you're not interesting or entertaining to your readers. I think I just messed that up. I didn't talk about that in one of the five tips on the first part, but yeah. Being a writer is sometimes about being an entertainer. When you're a writer, you need to know how to draw people in. You need to know how to give them that story. Because the number one best way to be entertaining as a writer is through storytelling. Telling stories, having a narrative to who you really are, being proud of who you really are. And not just a narrative to who you are, but knowing how to tell stories throughout your writing. Like telling stories in real life about what you've been through and how it impacts your writing and how it affects your writing. Because if you're not entertaining and making your writing intriguing, then you're doing writing wrong. You need to know how you're going to draw people in and keep them ingrained into your writing. You know, whether that's making your writing pop out, you know, putting fonts where it's needed, you know, popping out certain words, adding videos and visuals and quotes in your writings. You need to know how to be the master of just visuals, because when you're writing, you need to know how to make the writing not look boring as heck and visually stimulating, visually appealing, because that's just what the brain loves. The brain loves looking at stuff that's pretty. So if your writing is really popping stuff out and visually stimulating, they're more likely to read it. So yeah, there is 4 different values, but I'm gonna go over that in the next tip. But entertaining is all about knowing how to draw people in and hook people into your story, because writing is all about sending a message. Then through that message, you have a story to tell and you have an impact to give to people, and you know, take them away from life and take them away from what they're going through. Because when you're a writer, you're here to bring a value to people. You're here to bring something that they want to read, because when people read stuff, they're here to get some sort of entertainment and interest and some sort of value. And if you're not giving that, they're gonna leave. They're gonna leave your writing. They're not gonna come back, and they're gonna move on to the next writer. That's just how the cookie crumbles. That's how it works. You need to know how to entertain. And another reason, great way to entertain readers, is having your readers participate. Oh my God, you don't even know it. You don't even know it. Having your readers participate is one of the best ways to help entertain your readers, because they're a part of something. If you help your readers to be a part of as many things in your journey as possible, it helps you and your readers to have an idea of your mission and idea to keep you guys together. You know, whether that's featuring your readers in blogs, if they're okay with that, doing, you know, interviews and discussions and, you know, talks and you know, keeping them engaged throughout your writing. You know, this isn't just a one person thing. This is a we thing. This is, we're gonna do this together. We as writers are gonna change them, and we're gonna work together. Have your readers participate, please do. Have them, you know, comment on your blogs, comment, give suggestions on your public affairs, you know, feature them in your editorials. You have to make your readers show your readers that you care about them and you're there for them and you're there to give them value and put them and take you with them in your writing journey. That's a great way to entertain, because if you're just writing, you're not constantly giving gratitude to your readers and putting them in the situation, they're not going to feel like you care, because you have to show that you care first and then they'll start caring about you. You have to make them care. What do you have that no other writer has? What makes you entertaining? What makes people want to read your stuff? Many writers say they don't know. You need to know. Like, you can't just write stuff out of nowhere and expect people to like it and to be entertained. You have to have that way that makes you entertaining. Maybe you're really, really energetic in your writing and just have to butcher on it, or you're really like kind of like mellow, but you're really witty and quick with how you write certain things. You just have to be entertaining. You have to draw people in, have your readers participate, and, you know, keep them drawn in. Pop stuff out in your writing. Don't make it a stale writing. Put videos, visuals, quotes, and just keep them engaged. Keep them wanting more and, you know, being detailed, vague. Just entertain. Inter-freaking-tain, okay? Don't forget about that. That's one thing writers miss. Always be entertaining. Always be giving interest. Be giving intrigue and entertaining your readers. The next tip is strategy. Are you just writing to just add to the noise and just write random crap and write random stuff? You're doing it wrong. You have to have a strategy. You need to know what people want in the moment and what people are asking for. You know, you need to go in people's writings, go into suggestion tabs and see what people write. You need to know your audience and your reading community. You need to know their ages, their you know, their race, their sexuality, you know, what food do they eat. You need to really get creepy. You have to know them bit by bit so you can serve them well. You need to know how you serve your readers well. You need to look, act like you're a robot. Like, you know your readers from head to freaking toe, H to T. Like, it's not about, you know, just writing random stuff and thinking you're gonna get the attention. You're just not. You need a strategy. If you have, let's say someone has 10 blog posts and they don't have any sort of strategy and they're just not, you know, they're just adding to the noise rather than 3 solid blog posts that have value in them. I'm going to talk about in the next tip. And they're fitting an audience who needs your help. There's a strategy behind it. Read the analytics about your writings. You know, like, see who's reading your stuff. Know the time of when people read your stuff. You know when to post your stuff in certain times to really serve that specific region. Paint the perfect picture of the perfect reader. You know, take suggestions, read other people's writings and see their suggestions and know your genre, know your writing type and see what people want. What gaps can you fill in the writing space that are missing and how you can serve that? Of course, it has to be something that you think you can do. Like, maybe if, you know, writing is very stale and you want to bring more emotion and storytelling into it, fill that gap in. Maybe you want to bring more speaking into writing. Fill that gap in. If the biggest way to blow up as a writer is see gaps in the writing space and fill in those gaps. That's how you blow up in any platform. If there's gaps in certain platforms, fill in those gaps by showing some value. That's how you be strategic, because you have a plan. You're not kind of just panicking like, what do I do next? What do I write next? You have a plan. You have a game plan. And you're going to be a writer to be scared of, because you have a mission. You have that selling point behind your writing because you're strategic. You've done the work. You have to do the research. You have to educate yourself about the space. You have to educate yourself about the audience and about what people want in your writings, and taking suggestions, asking questions, taking questions, and just, please don't write to just add to the noise. Please, you have to have a strategy, and of course, write in certain spaces that you think you really have value. Medium, WordPress, Ghost, or your own blog. You can create your own blog if you feel like you're ready. But yeah, just be strategic. And once you're strategic, it's going to be like you're going to make it easier for yourself if you have a strategy, because you have a plan. And when it backfires, you know how to be ready for the next step, the next plan, and the next way to kind of keep yourself unpanicked. I don't think that's a word, but kind of just, you know, more successful, you know, on the route to success, more, you're just very strategic and you have a plan of what you want to put out in your writing. Yeah, to add to that strategy part, you do need to know what and when to write. That's actually very important. You need to know what your writing is and how it's going to serve that audience that needs your attention. And also, you need to know when to write, so you know when to write at a specific time frame. That's very important because you can legit stream. I mean, I can't talk today. Stream? Where did that come from? Too much Twitch. But you when to write. You need to know when to write at the specific time so that you know when people are really reading stuff that, you know, it may kind of blow up and your numbers might not be too big, or you need to know when to put your stuff out there when people aren't really, you know, reading stuff that are really high in the directory. So you need to know when to write so that you kind of hit the audience perfectly and you're not kind of like fading into the directory. You don't know what to write, which is the value, which we're about to get into right now. And because like, it's very important so you don't fade into that directory. It's very easy to fade away in that directory and fall into the abyss. But the next one is number one reason is your value. Oh my god, you don't even know. This is the bread and butter behind your writing. Your value is your niche, something that sets you apart from every single writer. What is something about you? Why do people read your stuff? And the four pillars, there's actually five pillars of value. Yes. And they apply to writing. So it's persuasive. Are you sharing your beliefs as a writer? Are you sharing what you believe in and have people believe it as well? Entertaining, which is stories and narratives and kind of, you know, helping people to, you know, kind of stay away from life and kind of help people, you know, to have a smile and laugh. Next is informative, education. Are you educating someone? Are you bringing someone information that you know a lot about on a specific topic? And then the last one is there's two more. Expressive, which is all of them. You just express how you feel about something, how you can dig into people's hearts and make them feel an emotion. And the last one is relational value. Relational value is what we said in that step about entertainment. If you know how to, you know, develop relationships as a writer, you're gonna stand out very quickly, because writers need to know, because I know a lot of writers are introverted like me. I'm a little shy sometimes and very introverted, but if you know how to, if you're very charismatic and know how to develop relationships, have your readers participate, talk with them, feature them, that's how you're gonna stand out, because you show that you're there for your readers and you're there to call them out and tell them how much you care about them. You know, showing that you're thankful is very important. So your value is something that, you know, digs into people's hearts. It shows your mission. What is your idea of the finish line? What do you want to achieve in your writing journey? What do you want to show? What's going to help you to set apart from every writer? Help you setting apart? Like, maybe, like, I'm trying to come up with a really good example that is not hiking. Ugh, what is it? Yeah, it's not coming to mind, but, like, I just came up with an idea. Maybe you do short writings. Maybe you give great value, but your writings are short. If you give value to those people who don't have time to write full-fledged essays on writings, and you give them a short but concise writings, that's very valuable. People don't have time to read a full writing. Or maybe you give value that are in-depth, very long, but they pop stuff out and keep them engaged. That's another value. You know how to keep people engaged, whether you're good at doing short writings or long writings. You need to know your mission. Like, like just writing stuff and putting it out there and writing what you think is popping is not the way that it works. That's not how you're gonna stand out. That's not how you're gonna value anyone. You're not gonna impact lives that way in your writing. You need to have something that sets you apart from every other writer. Even sharing your story is a value itself, because no one has your story. Your creation story sculpts you into the writer you are today. You know, you have to be valuable. You need to be unique. You need to be different. Like, there's so many writers out there that are all doing the same thing. What can you bring that's different? I know every writer is valuable. You just have to figure it out. Your voice is there. You just haven't fleshed it out yet. A lot of writers are like, I don't have a voice. You do have a voice. You just haven't fleshed it out yet. You need to flesh it out and stand out and figure out, why do you write? Why are you valuable? Why should people care about you? Why should people give a freaking care about you? Because a lot of people are naturally indifferent and lazy and don't care. And you need to show that I'm here for you. I'm here to give a value, whether it's educational, you know, persuasive, entertaining, expressive, relational value, which is making friends, inspiration, motivation. You will figure it out. And then after that niche, go even deeper into another niche. Like I said, maybe you write about speaking, you write about, you know, short or long story, you write about, you know, inspiration, motivation, you write about health, you write about art, you write about anything. You need to have that niche, like I said, those four values, and then niche down on a specific topic that you're passionate about and that you think you have a purpose in, and then write about that. So yes, let's go over those five values again to help you reiterate. I don't think I said that right, but so it's value, strategy, value and uniqueness, strategy, entertainment, and what was the next one? I think I forgot one of them. So value, entertainment, strategy, consistency. I think I got it. Consistency. There we go. We got it. So it takes a while. I know how it feels when you write over and over. You just have to keep up with it. And if you're really passionate about this, you have to follow each of those steps. That's the foundational work. It took me 3 to 4 years to find my identity in the content space, in the writing space. And I finally found it. I'm here to help you. And yes, it will take time. But if you stick with it and stay passionate, just keep writing and figure out who you serve and who you are, what is your mission, and how you can sell that and 10x that into a nice little package, and keep up with it like we said in that first step, and you have a strategy behind it, you will grow. It will take time. It will seem like you're never gonna get anywhere, but you just have to stick with it, and I promise you, you will see improvement. But yeah, yes, we're gonna call it a day with the podcast today. I really hope you took what I said, and hopefully it gave you some education. And yeah, I truly do this because I care about you. I care about your success and your journey, and hopefully you can take these pitfalls and kind of figure out gaps and where and why you're kind of either not growing at all, you've been growing crazy, but you hit kind of like a plateau. So yes, the next episode is gonna actually go over another thing, which is how to be more entertaining and more interesting as a writer. We did talk about a little bit in this one, but there's a lot to it. So the next episode's gonna go over that. But yes, like I said, reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter if you have any questions. Don't be afraid. Discord at Lucia Del. It's in the show notes if you just want to go on there. And also, I have the YouTube. You know, subscribe onto the YouTube. And yeah, I'm basically everywhere at Lucia Del. Also started that Medium. Oh my god, I'm loving Medium. I don't know where I've been, but yeah, I will see you in the next video. We will continue to help you to embrace your well-being and evoke writing. Quote is soon to change, but I love you all, and I'll see you in the next episode. I freaking love you all. You guys have done so much for the little time I've been podcasting. It's crazy the listens I've got, but yes, thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. I love you all. Keep pushing. Embrace who you want to be an amazing writer. Bye.